This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. The Union Cabinet, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has approved extension of Jal Jeevan Mission up to December 2028 with an enhanced outlay of nearly 8.70 lakh crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, the Cabinet has approved Jal Shakti Ministry's proposal to restructure and reorient the implementation of the Jal Jeevan Mission from infrastructure creation to a service delivery.
The Jal Jeevan Mission 2.0 is being completely restructured and reoriented. The focus is now on shifting from infrastructure creation to service delivery. Jal Jeevan Mission 1.0 was mainly about creating infrastructure, building the basic foundational work that was required. Now the emphasis will be on service delivery and service quality. In Jal Jeevan 2.0, focus will be on how communities can be involved and how operation and maintenance can be strengthened. The allocation for the mission has also been increased to 8.70 lakh crore rupees.
The Cabinet has also approved changes in guidelines on investments from countries sharing land border with India. The amendments in the FDI policy aim to unlock greater FDI inflows from global funds for startups and deep techs and take forward the agenda of ease of doing business. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Keralam in Tamil Nadu today. Prime Minister will inaugurate, dedicate to the nation, lay the foundation stone and flag off multiple developmental projects worth around 10,800 crore rupees at Ernakulam in Keralam. Thereafter, Prime Minister will reach Tiruchirappalli in Tamil Nadu. He will inaugurate, dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth about 5,650 crore rupees. The projects cover key sectors including petroleum and natural gas, infrastructure, lubricants, manufacturing, rural connectivity, highway development and railway services. The Prime Minister will also flag off 5 new train services through video conferencing from Tiruchirappalli as part of the program. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a detailed conversation this evening with Iran's Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi on the latest developments regarding the ongoing conflict in West Asia. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they agreed to remain in touch. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has said it is closely monitoring the ongoing developments in the West Asia region and their possible impact on air travel between India and the region. In a statement, the ministry said airlines are making necessary operational arrangements in response to the evolving situation, with passenger safety and continuity of services remaining the top priorities. It added that according to operational data for Monday, 45 inbound flights operated by Indian carriers arrived in India from West Asia carrying 7,407 passengers. The ministry said the Directorate General of Civil Aviation is coordinating with relevant authorities to facilitate additional arrival and departure slots and to allow the use of Muscat International Airport as an en route alternate airport. This arrangement will apply to flights operating to and from destinations including Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Sharjah, Ras Al Khaimah, Al Ain, Fujairah, Jeddah and Medina. Union Ministry of Rural Development organized a special visit for women members of self-help groups, SHGs, belonging to tribal communities and particularly vulnerable tribal groups to Amrit Udyan at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday. Over 150 SHG didis from some of the remotest regions of the country, representing diverse tribal and particularly vulnerable tribal groups, PVTG communities across multiple states and union territories, participated in the visit. Ministry of Civil Aviation has conducted a workshop on Airport Authority of India's AAI Major Infrastructure Projects and Digital Monitoring at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. In FIH Women Hockey World Cup 2026 qualifiers, India will face Wales in the final Pool B match in Hyderabad today. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Indian teams holds a promising record against Wales, leading the head-to-head battles 5-1. With a semi-final spot on the line, India currently sits at the top of the point table. And that is the end of this news bulletin.